Stress is a common occurrence in life. Let's talk about it. And shout out to my cousin, I Hate CJ. He made the beat. Hey, thanks for stopping by. I hope you're having a great day. I want to share a thought with you that comes from the Journal of Psychoneuroendocrinology. It's an article that was published in their 138th volume that came out in April 22. And this article, titled Asymmetric Effects of Acute Stress on Cost and Benefit Learning, highlight some interesting things. Acute stress can be defined as stress that comes and goes on a daily basis. Traffic jams, crowds, running late, missing a meal, missing a deadline, or something preventing you from hitting it. And asymmetric is in reference to something solo, unaffected by something else, independent. This study had about 100 people, and it measured people's response, cost and benefit, and induced cost and benefits to certain things. And the reward that it was used in this study was monetary. The study highlights and acknowledges, right, that we have certain triggered responses like flight or fight. And our responses to stress is a natural thing. It is our body's chemical response and physical response to things that are or have the potential to harm our homeostasis, our good, happy medium. This study highlighted some unique things to me about how we learn from situations and how biases about certain actions that we take can be reinforced because of one's perceived outcome. For example, the study talks about how people have a instinctive bias towards outcomes that turn out better than expected. Given minimal effort and getting maybe almost a maximal reward. The study, that line, says that one can become biased towards giving minimum effort and start expecting a maximum reward. Not only that, following that statement, this study shows that acute stress reinforces learning strategies that maximize monetary outcome or reward outcome and minimize energy expenditure, which makes sense on like a natural scale, because who doesn't want to get the most out of the least, right? But if I combined that natural thought with this other finding, which is that during acute stress, one has a reduced or may have the reduced ability to dictate cognitive resources to developing strategies that minimize cost. And that cost, it's like action cost, the cost to do certain things, an effort to gain a reward and the perceived value of that reward. And to dive a level deeper, I mean by perceived, because during these acute situations, the value of the reward outcome magnifies. And during these acute stress situations, the magnitude of the action costs decreases in perception. So the outcome seems more worth it. It's okay to drive over the speed limit to work in the rain because you can't be late and putting yourself and multiple people around you in danger is not such a bad idea because you're trying to get to work on time. It is absolutely fine to risk getting caught doing something wrong because if you don't get caught, then you can get something that you've been trying to achieve for a long time. It's okay. It's okay. And if under these stressful situations, the outcome turns out positive, those negative habits become, over time, or those negative actions over time become habits. Thought too fast. However, on that same line, if one in these acute stressful situations decides to do, let's say, the quote unquote right thing, stay by the book, stay in the lines of left and right, and focus on finding the right path to do things, one creates a thought process and neurological pathways that maximize the benefits of the effects of acute stress. Going back, remember, it reinforces and favors strategies for maximum reward for minimum costs. So, if one does things by the book, it is going to effectively filter the best by the book neurological pathways. It's going to cause one to develop that habit. One does it by the book. It will allow a person to develop the habits that best fit their moral compass or the restrictions of their job path or organization that they're under, because those neurological pathways and those cascades have been reinforced during these previous acute full stress situations. Now, from the data and from concluding from the findings, doing this initially will be tough because without the previous neural cascades and thought processes and habits established, any maximum reward outweighs cost. And without a filter of, oh, I can't do this or this can't be done, the negative deterrent still stay there. The cost actions that make the risk higher to get this reward still stay there. I remember talking to this new manager of a team, and he just moved across country, and he was just now getting to a team. This team had already been running for a while, but they were not running as effective as they could. And he expressed to me that while the team was performing well, they were an accident waiting to happen. And the tenseness of the team was high. After he talked with a bunch of his management, he realized that the team knew that they were just going rolling with the punches, not effectively moving through situations. There was no guidance. Things were just working out. And so he said, let's create a framework, follow the framework, and use that framework to get to the outcomes that we want. Let's create restrictions on actions and use those as a guideline to get us to where we want to be. Create good habits, and even under stressful situations, dire situations, follow those habits. The first 2 months, the team's performance, he told me, plummeted. They were 60% as effective as they were before. And he told me that everybody thought they sucked. Performance is down, frustration about the actions, knew that they were doing the right thing, but could not see why they weren't getting what they wanted to do. They weren't performing as well. And then something happened magically in the third month. The team settled into the good habits. It didn't take them that long to get to the outcomes that they wanted to get to. They had seen enough, experienced enough while following these restrictions to start effectively making decisions. He joked. He was like, overnight, my team went from last place to first. And they started teaching other people what to do. And he told me how tough it was to keep them on track. Because the risky, the wrong outcome, quote unquote, is flashing. It's bright. It's easy. It's easy to do, or it's not as easy to do, but the reward is there. And it looks good. Let's go for it. But in life, the reward is not always the only thing that one needs. And the perceived value of an award usually is attached to things that are underliningly connected to it, right? One has to be very careful when one seeks something. Because just like in life, in the common saying, it's not about the end of a journey. It is the journey itself that's most important. And applying that to everyday life, it is not about the outcome alone. It is about how one gets to that outcome. And stress is going to come. And stress is a test. Your body is telling you something is going on. And it's our job to take hold of those situations and analyze. Analyze, what are my values? What am I willing to do to make the outcome that I want to happen, happen? And that decision in that situation will either make you a better you or take you one step closer to failure. Thanks for listening to the Temporary Immortals podcast. The thoughts and opinions presented here are the thoughts and opinions of the host as an individual, and they do not represent an entity or entities. If you like the podcast and you appreciate your experience here, please feel free to like, comment, heart, download, share. Any form of support is highly welcome. Have an amazing day. We will talk to you next time.